Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
A medical history and a thorough physical examination are both necessary to correctly diagnose a patient's tendonitis. The patient will be asked to describe the pain and circumstances in which the pain occurs. This location and the onset of the pain, whether it varies in severity throughout the day, and the factors that relieve or aggravate it, are all important diagnostic clues. A physician will use manual tests, such as selective tissue tension test, to determine which tendon is involved, and then will touch specific areas of the tendon to pinpoint the area of inflammation. The doctor may also use magnetic resonance imaging, or an MRI, to confirm a tear. An anesthetic injection test is a way to confirm tendonitis. The anesthetic is injected into the infected area. If the pain is temporarily relieved, the diagnosis is confirmed. To rule out a possible infection, fluid is drawn from the inflamed area and tested. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.